Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
Tegan from Leading Edge Computers joins us right now. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So good. And congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Amazing news. We recently attended the annual Leading Edge Computers Trade Show Conference in Queensland. And during this conference, there's a gala awards night where a number of awards are presented to various stores. Now, this year, we're proud to announce that Leading Edge Computers Griffith was awarded Store of the Year.
Yay.
Woo! Very exciting. We've been a finalist a couple of times before, but this is the first time we've been selected from the 130 stores nationwide across Australia as number one. We're really proud of this achievement, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our amazing team and, of course, our wonderful local customers for all of their support.
You even bought the trophy in
it's kind of cool.
Dane is admiring the trophy
just
right
break
now.
It, Dane.
No, yeah, ooh, I almost did. I'll just put that down.
Now,
this is a good tip today on how to share on Instagram.
Yeah, now, if you use Facebook and Instagram, you've probably noticed that it's easier to share a post or a picture that you've seen someone else post to your own account on Facebook, but it's not a standard feature on Instagram.
Mm.
So if you see a picture that you like on Instagram and you want to repost or regram it, it can be a challenge. There are, however, some apps that can help, and one of those is called Repost, which is available for Apple and Android, and this is how you use it. Once you've downloaded the app, the Repost app, go back into Instagram, find the post you want to share, tap those little three, you know, those three little dots above the picture, select Copy Share URL, then you just open up the Repost app. You'll see a preview of the post that you just selected. The button is called Repost, which copies it over to Instagram. Your Instagram app then opens up and the post is ready to add a filter, add a caption and share.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. Actually, yeah. I've been using it lately. I'll pop all those details up on our Facebook page because it can be a little bit confusing if you're not sure what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly right. It would be easy, though, if Instagram just included a share button.
Yes.
Well, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Very easy.
You'd think that that'd be something that they automatically build
it. They have the technology in Facebook. Why can't they just kind of move it over?
Exactly.
If you go next to the little direct, I'm looking at Instagram now. You've got the love heart, you've got comment, you've got the direct message.
But there's no share.
Congratulations to you and the team.
Thanks heaps, guys.
Well done.